Let me ask you something. Does your work make you happy? Do you know what your potential is and do you use it? Do you deliver value that you're truly proud of?
This is the Happy Work Podcast, where we discuss all the things we can do to make our work, with it, our life better. Equity. What does equity mean? To have equity in something means to have ownership over something, right? You have full equity in your house, you own your house 100%. And naturally, we chase equity in the financial world, in the financial sense. But there is one kind of equity that we tend to forget. But that kind of equity, that kind of wealth that we can own, is at the foundation of every other kind of wealth we will ever find. That kind of equity that I'm talking about is mental wealth. But what I mean here is that you need to have 100% stock, full equity in your mind.
So what I'm hearing you really say is that you need to have self-ownership.
Self-ownership.
And control. Not necessarily control to the point where, I don't know, we can't control every single emotion, but control of who you are and what you know.
Oh, that very good point. Full self-ownership doesn't mean that you have to control yourself to the T. It means that you own whatever you experience. It doesn't mean that you have to force yourself, control yourself into constant happiness. It's not possible. But you realize what's going on with you consciously. And you take ownership over it by saying, yes, this is happening. This is me. This is right. But I choose now to shift this into something that is more beneficial for me. A person who says that is not just mentally healthy. That person is mentally wealthy because they own their mind. And self-ownership, that's the big picture that we aim at. We aim at a sensation of being in full ownership of this, of ourselves. But it begins with owning our mind. Mental wealth sits at the very, very source, at the foundation of any kind of wealth that we can use to create happiness from.
Can we give some examples of a person that is, or even use a business, for example, that is not mentally wealthy?
We can use, as an example, any person that is influenced by opinions, judgments, conditions, principles, ideas of the world. Because you go to school, and because you have an open mind, you acquire ideas. You acquire ideas, dogmatic ideas, certain principles that now take seat in the boardroom of your mind. If you learn through conditioning or through trauma that there's something out there that you have to abide by that has nothing to do with your intuition, you let this foreign power buy shares of your mind. So you lose equity. With every single time that we turn ourselves into victims of the world. You know, we say, oh, I cannot make this decision because the economy or political reasons or someone might be saying something or thinking something about us. Oh, we can do what we really would like to, but we're afraid what people are going to say. That means because these people, we allow these people at that very moment to have shares in our self. So we lose equity to them.
And I want to be clear, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't listen to others when they're stating their opinion and right away shut them down. It's not about that. It's about how that impacts you and what you are doing. Yeah. Because it not only affects, again, we always say the personal and the professional are one and the same. But how you let those things come into your boardroom, as you said, of your mind, it will dictate if you don't have 100% equity in your mind, it will move you from your path. And if you've already come to the determination that you know who you are, you know what you stand for, you know your message, nothing's going to throw you off that.
That is so true. However, if you don't own your mind, you will never find out who you are. If you don't have 100% equity in your mind, you will never know your purpose. If you don't have 100% equity in your mind, you will never, ever be able to turn your truth into something that's actionable out there in the world as a business, at work, in a family. Why? Because there are foreign voices sitting in your boardroom preventing you from seeing who you are. Why? Because our mind wants to protect us, do the best possible for us with the ownership it has right now. If you're owned by a foreign idea that's not yours naturally, could be you have to grind and hustle to make it happen. You know, work hard, play hard. Foreign idea has three seats in your board. Three seats in the board is given away to them. Now they have a say in everything you do, in everything you decide, every decision you do. They have a say. Whether you want to start a family or you want to start a business, these three guys will always speak their mind and make you scared and doubtful. And you're going to be like, does that fulfill that principle? Will this work for them?
And you'd be surprised when you do an inventory of, you know, we use the example of the boardroom because you can imagine sitting at the main seat, the head of the table, and there's seats, you know, in a circle around you. You'd be surprised just who is there.
The sad thing is that oftentimes you're not even sitting at the head of the table.
That's true, actually. You might be the person pushing the water cart in to give everybody else a coffee and the water.
You might be looking from the outside in. You might not even be invited into that boardroom. You might be seeing a lot of familiar faces sitting around that table, you know, family members.
Dictating your life and what you do and what you say.
Yep.
That's actually a really good point. Just right now, as you are listening to this, imagine that boardroom and ask yourself, am I inside or am I outside looking in?
Yeah, and who's sitting in there?
Because you're going to know right away. You're going to feel it. As soon as you start imagining it, you're going to be like, oh my God, I'm on the outside. The door's closed. I can see through the glass. And
I mean, come on.
I'm not there in
most
my own
of
life.
Most of you know who's sitting at that table.
Yep.
And as you said, take inventory. Take inventory and see those faces. And get to know your board members. Get to know who's taking stock in your mind. And claim that back. But watch out. Now, I'm not talking, when I say claiming back your mind, I'm not talking about an unfriendly takeover.
No.
I'm not talking about you storming the boardroom and kicking people out. That does not work. That's not how you reclaim your mind. You reclaim your mind by talking to those concepts that are sitting in your mind. You have to become aware of them. You have to be thankful that they're there. You have to talk to them and convince them that they are not needed and pay them back. That's how you get rid of board members you don't want in
your
company.
You're going to buy them out.
You got to buy them out. You got to admit that you let them in.
Yep.
So now it's your job to get them back out. You don't want them to turn on you. Now, when you have 100% equity in your mind, you become 100% responsible for what that mind creates.
Yes.
So now you have access to your potential. Now you have access to seeing your purpose. Now you can see what that purpose could turn into in the context of a business, in the context of your work, in the context of relationships that you have. But imagine just for a second, not having full ownership of your mind, not being mentally wealthy, and then starting a family or a company means you start that without having full ownership over your mind.
This is why so many of you feel the way that you do every day. This is why if you are raising children, sometimes you're just terrified because you're like, oh my God, am I doing the same things that my parents, my school, my church, my everything is doing?
Because they still own you.
You know, if you're having these conversations with yourself, you need to take inventory of your mind.
Exactly. Take inventory. And then invest. The analogy of the corporation doesn't stop here. Once you have full ownership, you have to invest. You have to invest in your mind so that you become mentally wealthy. And investing means to honor your mind. It means to understand the emotions that you go through and understand the thoughts that create the emotions. That's what ownership is about. Forget about I'm in control of my mind. I'm in control of my emotions. That makes me the master of my mind. No. If you are mentally wealthy and you invest in your mind, it means that you see your mind. You watch your mind. You understand your mind. You're gentle to your mind. You shift the thoughts that hurt you and you embrace the thoughts that benefit you. You keep tending to that garden, and that garden grows. It grows. And before you know it, your mind will tell you stories about itself that you will recognize as your intuition. You will recognize it as your truth. And suddenly you know, this is what I have to do. This is it. Your mind will protect you from your own truth for as long as you are not ready to take full ownership over it.
And you've already felt it. When you are free of those fears and limitations, you hear the stories. Your mind actually starts talking to you like sometimes even 20 minutes as you're dozing off to sleep. All the intuition stories are coming out. But then you're like, wait a minute, what's happening here? You know, suddenly the board member number one comes out and says, don't be stupid. That's ridiculous. You could never do that. Oh,
well, then
is
you
that
take
your
them
dad
aside.
Telling you you
take
shouldn't
them
write?
Aside. Yeah. Take them aside. That's such a brilliant story because that board member now interfered with what you really desire to do. You have to take her or him aside and have a little chat.
You remember you
what
are
you doing?
The leader. You get to say, this is not your place. We thank you, but you got to go.
You got to tell them, listen, you can't just kick him out.
You have to be kind.
You have to say, what are you doing? That's the nice, kind thing to say to someone who's acting against you is first, what is it? What are you doing? Then the second thing is, where does that come from, that thing that you're doing? Because then you really see its true face. And the third is to acknowledge, to say like, yeah, okay, I understand that you're doing this because of that. But guess what? This is not the ship we're on now. We don't do that anymore. We don't produce that wear anymore. We're past this. So I will ask you to please kindly leave the board. And you do this two or three times before that board member gets it. That's okay. It's still your brain protecting you. But at some point, your brain will know, that board member, we don't need her or him. We'd rather replace them with someone we really trust. Guess who that is? You.
Dun, dun.
And slowly you take over and you take over. And then, you know. So, yeah, take stock, take inventory, claim that machine back, that beautiful machine that can create wonders for you. And when we talk about happy work, that's at the very, very base.
For those of you listening, if you want to hear more of this or if something resonated with you, make sure to subscribe. And you can also follow us on Instagram at @do_happywork. We love to hear from you. Send us a message there. Olivia would love to hear from you. And yeah, we'll catch you on the next one. Thanks for listening.